young husband who makes big money recently told me that his wife works because her four-year-old's constant chatter and hanging on to her drives her up the wall.
In a world in which we too often look out for ourselves at the expense of others, God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today on the subject of mothering. I've had so many wonderful letters from so many of you thanking me for my encouragement to stay-at-home mothers. And I want to keep on doing this with all my powers. But at the same time, I don't want to sound pontifical or insistent. It's not that I know what God's will for you is. I do know that the Bible says that older women are to teach the younger women to stay home, to be busy at home, to be keepers at home. It does say that in Titus 2. And obviously, I'm an older woman, a whole lot older than most of you. And so I do want to be faithful to what God has called me to do. At the same time, let each woman examine her conscience before God and do just what He says. You don't have to examine your conscience before Elizabeth Elliot. If God is speaking to you, then it is to God that you answer. And of course, none of you needs to answer to me. Then I also had a letter from a woman who told me that at age 50, her husband had retired because of health problems, and instead of getting his promised annuity, he got only 40% of it. So he finally found work driving a school bus, but decided that his wife must go back to work and that he should stay home. Well, it's the wife that's writing to me, and she said he really wanted to retire, and I felt that this was wrong, and I had no peace. But he thought me unsubmissive. Though I was disturbed in my spirit, I obeyed my husband's wish. My education and experience enabled me to quickly find work, but at great cost. And she tells about some of the suffering that she went through, holding various jobs in very bad situations. Her health began to deteriorate. She felt that she had to continue working because her husband was in ill health. What would she do if something happened to him? Suppose she gave up her job. Would she be able to get it back again? Then she said the pressure began to take its toll on our marriage. I commuted 130 miles a day, was in much pain. I was making big money as the chief executive officer of a popular organization. I had decided to divorce my husband. Then her career was really taking off. I was really going places. Then God pulled the rug out from under me. Funding for my position was cut off, and through misunderstandings, I was slandered such that I was stunned and devastated. Suddenly, my good name and money were gone. Well, anyway, she didn't divorce her husband. Later, her husband got a better job than just driving a school bus, modest paying, but nevertheless, it was sufficient for their simple needs. And she says, he is also growing spiritually with me. Now, I wouldn't have read you the letter if that's all she had to say, but I do want to read you this last paragraph. I have tried to teach younger women Titus 2 and 1 Timothy 5, but they are unwilling to listen. Even if Scripture said nothing about young wives working outside the home, I have seen how it negatively impacts every area of life for the family. A young husband who makes big money recently told me that his wife works because her four-year-old's constant chatter and hanging on to her drives her up the wall. Besides, he said, all her friends are at work, not at church. How sad. These are Christians, Elizabeth. They feel I misinterpret these scriptures since, quote, there were no places of outside work in those days, period, unquote. I'm still quoting from this lady's letter now. She was quoting them. More and more young women tell me they work outside the home by choice. Christians, I mean. And Satan is ecstatic. I seem to be the only one besides you teaching or trying to teach this. Please keep teaching it, Elizabeth. Maybe a few will obey before it's too late for their families and them. Well, I do intend to keep on teaching it. And if you feel that your case is an exception and that the verse in Titus 2:3-5 about staying home does not apply to you, then, of course, as long as you can offer your excuses to God, that's fine. But sometimes when we make excuses for ourselves, they don't look as though they hold a whole lot of water when we take them to the foot of the cross. If your case is a genuine exception, then you and God can sort that one out. As I've said before, you certainly are not responsible to defend your position to me. But I try not to say what the Scripture doesn't say, but to stick to what the Scripture does say. And the Bible does tell me that I'm supposed to teach younger women to stay home. I had another letter from a woman who said she had too much month at the end of the money. Too much month at the end of the money. Some of you know what that's like. She had one child. She wanted more, but she was scared. The house payment, she said, takes 85% of take-home pay. In 2 years, the help that they had been receiving from someone else is going to stop. I know I have a job, she says. I can't bear the thought of putting my baby in daycare. Am I tempting God if I stay home? Now, this is an earnest and honest question, and it's not the first time that it's come in my mail. Am I tempting God if I stay home? Doesn't God expect me to do my part in supporting the family financially? She goes on to say, the strain is heavy on our marriage. My answer to her was, take it one day at a time. Trust God and Him in your husband. Trust God in your husband. And as you obey daily, the answer will come. Now, I really couldn't see that I could tell her anything else. I couldn't say, yes, by all means, go back to work. Yes, you are tempting God. No, it won't work if you don't get a job. Yes, you will have to put your baby in daycare. Those are questions that only God can answer. So I can say with confidence, if you obey God one day at a time and trust Him, the answer will come. As Jim Elliot wrote, crucify doubt, go on, it shall be shown thee what thou must do. Trust God, don't trust God. What am I supposed to say? Well, my Bible says, my God shall supply all your need. And that means that my God shall supply all your need. Not by dropping dollar bills down your chimney, though, of course, God could do that, couldn't He? But perhaps by giving you some way to make money at home, or by your husband's raise, or by showing you another place to live, or by economies that you've never thought of, or, if necessary, God can give you a miracle. So I don't know, my dear friends out there, I don't really know what the answer is for your situation, and I'm certainly not here to offer you an oracle or a miracle. But I do want to encourage you, as I try to do in every program, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then, as Jesus Himself said, all these things will be added unto you. Take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take thought for the things of itself. And you know, I've had so many letters similar to this one where the woman was filled with fear. And when she has obeyed God, God has given an answer as she never dreamed of. I don't know what God's answer might be for you in your problem today, but I know my God, and I know His promise. And there has never failed one word of all His good promises in my life or in anybody else's. So may God give you wisdom. May God take away your fears and give you the peace that comes in humble, steady, daily, faithful obedience.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.